First of all, this afternoon, we're going to talk to Dob Grohl. We'll take the losers first. Dob ran into a very tough Wooster College 11 out at Angel Field on Saturday night and went down to defeat 26-20. How did that Wooster ball club impress you, Dob?
Well, Tom, I thought Wooster was the best coast club and probably the best club we've played in the 4 years that I've been in Kalamazoo. I thought Phil Scheib had every defense in the world for us. They had a little advantage because they had scouted us the week before, and we did not know what to expect, so naturally we were in a hole to start with.
Was there any one particular factor that you think was the determining factor in that ballgame, Dob?
Well, I think perhaps this boy Dow catching all those passes, although we were with him when he was catching them, we were a little short, and he had the knack of bringing the ball down, and that took them out of many a hole and put us in a lot of holes.
Dob, you had three regulars who were in pretty bad shape and three boys who saw a lot of service in that DePaul game who didn't even suit up on Saturday night. Do you think their presence in the lineup would have made any difference in the score?
Well, definitely. I think Jack Davis and Kenny Youngs would have helped us a lot. Although, after the game started, Simonton got hurt, and that cut us down to one fullback. But if Kenny had been in there, I'm sure we could have come out on top in the ball game. Although, they were a fine club and did outplay us the way it was.
Well, how about this week, Dob? You take on Hillsdale. You've scouted Hillsdale, I know, and they are right up there among the favorites for the MIAA championship this fall. What about this Hillsdale club? How do you think you'll fare against them?
Well, Tom, Hillsdale's always been tough for us. In the 3 years I've been here, we tied for the championship twice, and then last year we happened to finished second, and they finished third. But they're a good ball club. They'll look a lot like the Wooster club. They use the Michigan style as Wooster, but we do know more about them than we did the Wooster club.
Okay, Dob Grohl, thank you very much. Now let's turn over here to Dutch Zulema. And Dutch, things are looking up for the Maroon Giants. Three straight wins now, and you're going right back up into your own backyard next week, your old hometown, to take on the Grand Haven Buccaneers. How's the squad, Dutch? Is it in pretty good shape?
All of them came out of this Benton Harbor game in good shape. I've got a couple of colds on the squad, but outside of that, they're in good shape, Tom.
Do you care to single out any one or two particular outstanding boys in that Benton Harbor game the other night?
Well, I thought this colored boy in that backfield, and I thought this colored tackle, I guess they're both brothers. I guess one's a freshman, the other one's a junior.
The Clark boys.
I thought they looked pretty good to me.
How about your own ball club, Fred?
Well, I thought they all played good ball.
You think they're showing improvement every week?
Well, I think we looked a little better than we did the week previous, Tom.
How about this Grand Haven ball club? You bumped into them Friday night.
I saw Grand Haven play Benton Harbor a week ago, and I had Jimmy Marks watching this Grand Haven Muskegon game last Friday night, and I did think that in this Benton Harbor game that Grand Haven did have the edge, and Jimmy tells me in this Grand Haven Muskegon game, Muskegon kicked off to Grand Haven, and Grand Haven went all the way, and on the very last play, I guess they had a call back, there was an offside penalty. I think they did it twice during the ball game.
Kalamazoo hasn't fared too well up in Grand Haven either, if I remember right. The last time he went up there, Grand Haven fashioned a 12-6 upset.
That's right. 2 years ago, Benton Harbor licked Grand Haven by four touchdowns. The following week, we beat Benton Harbor by two. And the following week, when we played Grand Haven, we lost the ball game 12-6. So I figure it should be a tough ball game. It always is a tough ball game up there.
Well, that old football really bounces crazily at times, Dutch. Well, best of luck to you and the Maroon Giants come Friday night against Grand Haven.
Well, thanks a lot, Tom.
Okay, Dutch, let's turn over here to Bill Rakovich. Bill had a track meet out at CAA Field the other night. 58-7, I think, was the final count against Lansing Resurrection, was it not, Bill?
That's right, Tom.
How did you come through that ball game? Any serious injuries?
I don't believe we have anything serious. One of our halfbacks, Charlie Curry, twisted his ankle a little, but it isn't broken, and I think maybe he'll be all right, and he might be able to play this weekend, and I know he'll be all right in a couple weeks.
This week it's Hastings, Hick Hansen's ball club up there.
That's right, Tom. They're big. We were a little bigger than Lansing Resurrection, but we won't be bigger than Hastings.
And you think that possibly this Hastings-St. Augustine game will develop into a real battle?
Well, I believe it will, Tom. In fact, I hope it isn't too much of a battle, but I'm afraid it will be.
Have you had a chance to scout Hastings? I know Hick was down and watched you in your opener, and I believe Louis Lang was down and watched you against Resurrection the other night. Have you had a chance to scout Hastings yet?
Yes, I saw Hastings against Greenville. Greenville beat them by one touchdown, and Hastings looks pretty good. In fact, they outplayed Greenville for three quarters. I think they deserve to win, but just a couple breaks and Greenville beat them.
You plan to string along with the same lineup, Bill?
I believe so, Tom. About the same lineup that started last week, unless injuries or something else develops during the week.
Okay, Bill Rykovich, thank you very much. We're going to... Let's move over here to Fred Stevens now, coach of State High, who was one of the losers last week. State ran into a revengeful St. Joe ball club down there in St. Joe. They had lost their first two starts, and they really took it out on you, didn't they, Freddie?
They certainly did, Tom, all the way through.
They really got a good ball club?
Well, I think they have. They're big, and they gained a lot of experience in those first two ball games, much more than we did, I guess. And they simply outcharged us and outblocked us and out-tackled us all the way through.
This week you run into Francis Pellegrim's Three Rivers ball club.
That's right.
And Three Rivers was defeated by St. Joe 13-7.
No, they defeated St. Joe 13-7.
That's right. They beat St. Joe 13-7, so you're in for another tough battle. Your first home game of the season, incidentally.
That's right.
That'll be played Friday afternoon.
Friday afternoon at 3:30.
And, Fred, did you have any injuries in the St. Joe game?
None. No, so far we're okay as far as injuries are concerned.
Do you plan any lineup changes this week?
Maybe.
Maybe. Gonna really work them over during the coming week.
I certainly am.
Well, thank you very much, Fred Stevens. Now it's John Gill, who got a taste of what he can expect in the Mid-American Conference football race last Saturday, and we'll probably run into some more of it this Saturday against Cincinnati down at Cincinnati. How'd you come through that Ohio U game, John?
Well, on the whole, we came through in pretty good shape, although George Mesko, one of our better ball players, sprained an ankle, and there's a possibility he'll be out of that game.
What was the most... difficult thing you found out there Saturday, besides being unable to move that ball into scoring territory more than the opposition, John?
Well, I think that it was their defense that beat us. As far as the offense is concerned, we had the same number of first downs they had. We each had 9, they had 1 on a penalty, and it wasn't their offense really that beat us as much as it was the defense that they had against us.
Was that defense an orthodox defense or a bit on the unorthodox side?
Well, it's what we call stunting. And they were shooting the gap with a linebacker very often and at the same time holding up our ends to stop our passing game. It looked very much as if they planned to stop our passing, and they did a very good job doing it.
Coming up this Saturday, you'll face the University of Cincinnati. I know you've had... the Bearcats got it a couple of times this year. What about the Cincinnati ball club? It was rated the favorite in the Mid-American Conference in preseason forecasts. Of course, Ohio U has come very much into the picture now. Tell us something about the Cincinnati club, John.
Well, the Cincinnati club is definitely an offensive team. I think probably they'll be the best offensive team we'll meet. However, their defense in the games we've seen to date hasn't been as good, perhaps, as this Ohio U team. But... their plan is to get that ball and hold it, and they'll gamble plenty to hold it. But I figure it'll be an offensive game down there this week.
Okay, John, thank you very much. That was John Gill, the coach of the Western Michigan Broncos.